that this was key, that FEMA was key to provide shelter. It carried out, he said, 700 rescues, provided shelter to almost 11,000 people, and delivered more than 660,000 gallons of water. And then they quote Paul Krugman, "When disaster strikes, we need competent government." And then someone else from Slate.com, Matthew Iglesias, says that disaster relief saves the government money. Storm-ravaged states can only get back in business if they quickly repair roads and power lines. So once again, we got to protect the economy. That's key. Hear that across the political spectrum. This notion of strong government or big government, whatever, is in a sense this a paternalistic notion of government, which we hear from the left. We need government to keep us safe, protect us, blah, blah. Now, the right pushes rugged individualism, but I don't believe either one gets us where we want to go. So we're stuck if that's the extent of the discussion in the media. And there is a hidden message in this left, we need strong government message. And I believe that it's saying that only if it's our job will we help. Despite obvious evidence to the contrary. I remember reading about a lifeguard, I don't know where, who was fired for saving someone's life because it wasn't in his area of beach or ocean or whatever, you know. Fired for saving someone's life. And on the opposite end, there were these firefighters in Alameda who let a man drown because it wasn't in their job description. No, we don't need force for us to help each other. We need heart. And the vast majority of us have heart enough to help each other in moments like this. So, and consider the technology. I mean, they threw 2,000 folk within 76 hours. I mean, come on. If all of us thought of ourselves as powerful people, knew that we were powerful people, would we be waiting on? And each community had their own little disaster relief equipment. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of ways to organize ourselves without power's help.